living in the sky. There ain't a cloud in sight. It's raining, everybody's doing it. And don't you know, it's a beautiful day. Hey, Bernie, Bernie Avenue. See how the sun shines bright in the city, on the streets where once was pretty. It's the blue sky is living here today. Hey, Mr. Blue Sky, tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Mr. Blue Sky, tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong?
This is In the Know for Thursday, January 25, the 25th day of 2018. There are 340 days left in the year. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know at K105. AM 870 The Moose, live online at K105.com. Hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, we'll update you on some of the latest news headlines. An eventful afternoon for lots of law enforcement officers around the area yesterday afternoon. More information out of Marshall County this morning, the latest of that tragedy earlier today, earlier in the week. We'll also get you ready for the Super Bowl a couple of weeks away. Got some updated information on that. And Elton John says he will go on one grand royal last tour. That and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. Settling into my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl. It's Beach. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Have you seen the new, the newly cloned monkeys?
No, I haven't.
You haven't seen them on TV? They've cloned primates for the first time, and two little cute monkeys. And they are cute, but I'm not so sure that I like what it says about science and their ability to create life, you know?
I agree with you.
But you see the monkeys themselves, and you say, oh, that's pretty cute. That's kind of cool. She's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great Mini Burger fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year. She's Misty Embry Thomas. Hey. How's Misty?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm well. Welcome to Thursday.
Yep.
Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's nice to see the sunshine.
Yes, it is.
A little bit cool, but it'll be mild this afternoon. Maybe 51 as the high.
Ah.
Does that sound all right?
Sounds like I should probably put a swimsuit on or something.
I'll cook that up for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the record for saying you are down. You are not down with self-driving cars.
No, I'm not.
You are anti-self-driving car.
No autonomous cars.
Well, in a year alone, 20 million more Americans have warmed up to the idea. 1 year ago, 78% of people were in your camp and said no to self-driving cars. Now that's 63% that say they are now more comfortable with the idea.
Hmm.
So have you changed? I just think we've gotten more. I think we've probably decided that it's going to happen whether we want it to or not.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll get, you know, a little.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while before you commonly see those in these parts.
I think so as well. I mean, we don't even have proper internet service, right?
That's the other thing. If the telecommunications infrastructure is in any way involved in these autonomous cars, probably not going to want to follow, you know.
I'd say the horse and buggy is going to be here much longer than the autonomous car will get here. I mean, seriously, you never saw a horse and buggy until recently.
No, that's true.
We're going the other way.
Have you had any cases of flu at your house or people that
don't
you know,
that
people close to you? It's not voodoo. I was just asking.
I don't want it. No, not yet.
Health officials say flu is now considered an epidemic in Kentucky because in more than half of Kentucky's counties, they have widespread flu outbreak. Epidemic levels for the season. Doug Hogan says that's because there have been more cases this flu season than what is normal. In a statement yesterday, they said Kentucky is in its sixth week of widespread flu activity.
meaning at least half the state has reported outbreaks or flu-like activity. You told me yesterday what Hawaii is the only state in the union that doesn't have a flu problem.
Yes.
Wow.
And why is that? Because they're isolated. Although they do have a lot of people that come in there, you know, a lot of people that move.
Maybe it's pineapples.
Maybe. Flu germs, they don't want to live. Mm. Flu germs don't want to live in a tropical condition, a climate, I suppose. Yesterday morning, a Hart County man with an extensive recent criminal record stole a state police cruiser and then crashed the vehicle on Highway 259, just south of the parkway here in Litchfield. It began when Trooper Jonathan McChesney arrested 25-year-old Dakota Wheat for DUI in Hart County. The trooper placed Wheat in the back of his cruiser, with Wheat being handcuffed behind his back. McChesney left the cruiser, and while he was away from the vehicle, Wheat was able to bring his cuffed hands to the front of his body and entered the front seat of the cruiser. He then sped away from the scene in the vehicle. He entered Grayson County, traveled on Highway 259 south of Litchfield, where another trooper utilized spike strips on the fleeing vehicle. He then struck another vehicle just prior to entering Litchfield city limits, which ended the pursuit. If you've seen it, it crashed up. This cruiser is totaled. If you see the photograph, he was arrested and charged with 17 counts, including two counts of wanton endangerment of a police officer, two counts of wanton endangerment, two DUIs, escape, reckless driving, etc. I saw the mugshot of this individual, but I didn't see maybe like how big his torso was. Mm-hmm. But if he was able to get from the back to the front in just that little narrow, that's. That's not a big opening.
How do you get your arms cruisers from behind you to in front of you?
I've seen it. I've seen it
that's
happen
a long
before.
Arm.
That's
like jump rope.
Yep. He's the newest resident at Hotel 36.
Mm. I just left there. I didn't see him. I didn't go looking for him.
Did you spend the night there?
No, I didn't. I just dropped by this morning to say hey.
I'm out here, you're in there. That's how you get your kicks.
Yeah. Doing this. Just singing a song.
We continue to monitor Marshall County and the school shooting that happened earlier this week. The community is still grappling with the cause of the school shooting, and that's about right. We're far enough into it now where the shock is starting to wear off, and now there's a whole lot of questions. And in this day and age, let me backtrack. One of the first things the governor said the other morning was, let's not be complicit in putting out false information or speculating on cause or reason or all those things. Let's deal with what we've got, and there'll be plenty of time later for trying to Monday morning quarterback it. But even in the sources, even in the streams that I was watching, you saw people who, there's a segment of people that ordinarily they might be rational about things.
Mm-hmm.
But by golly, if they know something, they've got to tell it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's almost a sickness.
Yes, it is.
It's I know it, and I am going to have to show the world that I know.
I call it the pet and rub syndrome.
Yeah.
They want to be pet and rubbed.
It could
good
be.
Girl,
and
girl.
So the name that I have read in the last 24 hours, I knew within hours. That's the first time I saw the name of the shooter, and I'm not willing to use it at this point because it's not been released. This juvenile has not entered into the court system as an adult yet, so I'm going to choose not to do that. And there's a reason we protect juveniles like that, especially in cases like this. Let due process follow its way. But again, those people are just so aggravating. Mm-hmm. They just got to.
Mm-hmm.
And even some of the names of those who were deceased early on, I saw, show up in those streams, even though you're causing more harm than right. When families don't, already know. It's hard enough now. I mean, we deal with that on that. You'll find people that want to be citizen journalists, and they see everything, and they just post it online, and it may or may not be factual.
Right.
But we're having to sit back and wait for the actual facts to come in before we're able to publish a story.
Right.
And then we have to allow for, has proper notification taken place, et cetera. So it's a thing that we deal with all the time. But again, I go back to that people just got to tell it. So one of the things that I believe is likely to come out is their bullying will be at the core of this, but it's bullying as a result of this young man that he suffered after, I believe, his father died.
Mm.
So I don't know any more than that. I certainly don't know that. But based upon multiple things that I have seen, I believe we will do not be surprised if when you find out a loss of a parent led to a cry for help, which led to bullying, which led to the situation the other morning. And it all happened very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is something, the events just were very rapid in nature. It's not an extended, it's not an ongoing thing. I did see the press conference yesterday of the prosecutor, I guess it's the county attorney down there in Marshall County. It'll be 2 counts of murder, but then it'll be 14 or so counts of first degree assault. Commissioner Brewer said the other day, said that it'll be 14 counts of attempted murder, but they had talked it over with prosecutors and thought that first degree assault on the shootings was an easier case to make. And they felt more likely to be able to get convictions, but they were also quick to point out that the penalties for attempted murder and first degree assault are the same.
Right.
But the burden of proof, you know, in making the case is a little more challenging on attempted murder. So they were, you know, if the outcome is the same, take the lesser, you know, take the easier path.
Right.
And if you're going to end up at the same place. Now, back to school today for students in Marshall County, except Marshall County high school students.
Okay.
The superintendent of the schools, Lovett, I think is his last name, spoke yesterday in the media conference and said, unfortunately, we have a lot of data from around the country of school systems that have experience, and they are able to offer counsel to Marshall County on the way they did it and the way that it worked and whether they would recommend doing it their way or doing it differently. He said, based upon the best advice they've received, the consensus is for students not at the high school, it's better to go about getting back to your routine as quickly as possible. Now, for the high school students, they're taking that on a day-by-day basis because they still have a crime scene in this facility. And so they'll be working that out, but you can tell they're trying to get – it's better for those students to be together, I believe, and try and get back to where counselors are available, et cetera, et cetera. I just I think that's a good move. But, you know, as we talked yesterday, I said, unfortunately, the rest of the world – has moved on by now. And I will tell you, I saw someone say earlier in the week that in the last 24 to 36 hours when this happened, there had been 3 school shootings in the United States. And if that's true or not, I didn't know about it.
I did see that there was one, I want to say in Texas, the day before.
Okay.
Or let me.
So it'd have been on Monday, maybe.
Yeah.
But anyway, as I mentioned, the world had moved on. So here's the AP headline this morning. So it says another school shooting. Are we numb to it? And unfortunately, you know, there's a segment of us that we're just, for us, it's different because it's close to home.
Right.
For the rest of the world, if you're a little more isolated or insulated from this, you may not, you know, may not be worrying that much. Early yesterday morning, Elizabethtown Police Department detectives began a sexual abuse investigation involving the possible molestation of an 8-year-old girl. Police identified the suspect as 35-year-old Joseph Sweat of Elizabethtown, who is a friend of the little girl's family. I will spare you the details of this, but suffice to say that the child was able to describe in detail some incidents that happened in the gentleman's home. And according to LaRue County School Superintendent Sam Sanders, Sweat is a computer technician for the LaRue County School District, has an office at LaRue County High School. He's only been employed with the district since November of last year. He has been suspended with pay pending the outcome of the investigation. I hate those stories.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, a story that just got released by law enforcement yesterday, just before 8 o'clock Friday night, Grayson County Sheriff Deputy Dylan Bond responded to a domestic violence call on Betty Lane in Litchfield. The deputy's preliminary investigation revealed that 44-year-old Charles Peel of Litchfield had assaulted his wife after an argument over him cutting pieces of cake too large for everyone. That's according to Grayson County Sheriff Norman Chaffins. When Peel's son intervened, the suspect allegedly assaulted him as well. When Dylan Bond arrived at the residence, Peel refused to comply with commands to place his hands on his head. began to light a cigarette, and then Peel was administered one cycle from Deputy Bond's taser, but Peel continued to resist and kick Bond in the chest twice, dislodging his body cam. He was eventually cuffed and transported to Twin Lakes Regional and arrested and charged on several charges there. I have a feeling that incident is probably the tip of the iceberg on...
Yeah. I hope Dylan got some cake.
For his trouble.
For maybe. All of his trouble. The big piece of cake.
Marcy's Law will be on the ballot in November.
Saw that.
The crime victims' rights bill has passed both chambers of the General Assembly. It made it out of the House 87-3. Not only is that going to be a huge victory in the General Assembly, but it will overwhelmingly, it's going to pass big in the fall on Marcy's Law, the Victim Rights Bill. What else? A legislation has been introduced in Frankfort to create a permanent substance abuse trust fund with proceeds used to fight addiction, aid law enforcement, and support prevention efforts across Kentucky. Dennis Keene, who is a Democrat from Wilder, would earmark money recovered in lawsuits against drug manufacturers and distributors to the trust fund. He says this is a tremendous opportunity to make inroads in the war against drug abuse and addiction, and most importantly, prevention. He said Kentucky's hospitals, medical providers, first responders, and most of all, the families are bowing under the weight of drug abuse. I'd like to see the detail on it.
Sure.
But in theory, I think that is absolutely solid.
Yes. I agree.
If those entities are the ones that helped create, if they polluted the water, then they need to be... The proceeds that are netted from holding them responsible need to find their way back into remedying the water supply.
I agree.
Which is a dovetail into the cigarette tax bill that Senator Steve Meredith has advocated. And there is overwhelming support for that now. 69% of Kentuckians now are on board with raising the cigarette tax by $1 a pack.
Wow.
That goes up to 73% once they hear the information on the harmful effects of smoking. So nearly 3 in 4 Kentuckians now say we're on board with that, because that product, most people are under the belief system, and I certainly couldn't argue, that product is responsible for much of what is broken with our health care in the Commonwealth.
Mm-hmm.
It is the greatest non-accidental cause of death in probably the Commonwealth, mm-hmm. but certainly in the Commonwealth, perhaps in the country. So I believe that this is a lean toward making sure that the things that are responsible for creating the environment which we're in then are used to try and remedy the situation. So what does raising the cigarette tax $1 a pack do? Well, at the youth level, it can create a situation where if you don't have the money to start smoking,
right?
It can slow down kids because they go, I can't afford that.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky has one of the lowest cigarette taxes in the country. It's probably top two or top three. Here's the other reason that this probably passes is because the highest percentage of tobacco users are most likely to be in positions where they cannot speak out against the passage of this.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're already at almost 70% of Kentuckians saying it's a good idea, right? Then I don't see this slowing down.
I don't either.
I see it happening. And, there will be some shove back. You'll get the people that say, well, it's my right to smoke.
Sure.
Sure. Absolutely. And it's your right to ruin your health. But it's, But then it's your responsibility
pay for your own health.
Yeah, so you're, you know, it's kind of like, well, you know, and it, I would be interested to see what type of net revenue result would come from a dollar a pack.
I would too, because that's monumental when you come down to how many packs are sold.
Yeah,
in
it is
the
a,
state
a lot
a day.
A big showdown looming over Medicaid and the new work requirement rules.
Really.
Yes, there was a lawsuit filed yesterday in U.S. District Court against the Trump administration's waiver to allow Kentucky and eventually some other states to add work requirements to Medicaid restrictions. But you'll remember, it's the Southern Poverty Law Center and representing a group of defendants that filed the suit that are trying to basically say that it's unconstitutional, that you can't do that. But here's the thing about the Bevin administration. He's already written an executive order that says that if any part of the Medicaid platform, the way that they've prepared it, is stricken down mm-hmm. by the courts, the whole thing is out.
Hmm.
So what the Bevin administration is saying is there are 495,000 people that are on, there are 400,000 people that are on Medicaid in Kentucky. We believe that 95,000 of them have the ability to work.
Right.
And what we're saying is to the other 300,000, if you want to keep your benefits, you're going to have to give us the able-bodied people
mm-hmm.
so we can try and train and put them to work to where they can afford their own health care. So it's the old cull your nuts principle.
Right.
You know, you've got to get, it's like, if you want to keep yours, then you need to weed out the people that really don't need it. Which will cause a lot of finger pointing.
I'm
he can work.
I just see fingers everywhere.
He can work. He can do that. But listen to this. Yeah. 25%, one in five Americans are now on Medicaid program, which was created in 1965.
Mm-hmm.
One out of four Kentuckians. 25% of Kentuckians are on Medicaid. Can't afford it. Gotta get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know from K105 and AM 870 The Moose. In the Know is brought to you in part by Whoop-Dee-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, standing by for any of your gift-giving needs, whether you need a birthday, anniversary, Valentine's Day gifts. That's coming up. Be here quicker than you know it. You can always shop at Whoop-Dee-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where we are celebrating IV Nurse Day, Intravenous Nurse Day. Like a lot of things, there are some good ones, there are some bad ones.
Ooh, and you gotta love the good ones.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
They are valuable. Right?
They should walk around with a placard that says, yes. I give good IVs.
Right. On Ellen's Game of Games, a lot of the games are where you have to press buttons, and then there's a lot of anxiety to see if you, say, get a tube of toothpaste exploded in your face.
Oh.
Or if a giant monster is going to squeeze you and eat you up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing about an IV nurse. You never know until that stick.
No.
You know, it's like,
she's good or bad.
Miss. Ah! You know?
Yeah. I'm going to need a resume from nurses with some references to call.
We ought to treat them like athletes. What's your on-base percentage?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
How many hits you got? How many home runs? How many times have you struck out this season?
And
they
I like it.
Well, they just like wear them around on their sleeve, like a race car. Like
Girl Scout patches.
265 sticks, one miss.
They should have sashes with their patches on it.
Right. Today is also opposite day. So, but unless it's widely known, you can do a lot more harm than good.
It's true.
You know, I would only do opposite day if you're swimming in waters where all the fish know it's opposite day.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're playing opposite day and someone else is you know, aloof to the fact, might be hard to undo some things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. I could think of a few.
Like, for instance, don't blow in the doors of the house this afternoon announcing you want a divorce.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, unless he or she also knows today is opposite day. Because you may find your stuff in the front yard faster than you realize.
Funny you say that. I have some papers right here. Back pocket.
Me too.
I've been thinking that forever.
Bad news for Budweiser.
Bud McKenzie's not coming back.
No longer the king of beers.
Really?
Not even the prince of beers.
Hmm.
Budweiser always touted itself on being the king of beers.
That's what they said.
Bud has dropped to number 4.
Oh.
According to sales estimates from the industry publication Beer Marketers Insights. You probably read that a lot,
I
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got
you
a subscription,
me.
Too. Mm-hmm. Just, it's in my mailbox twice a week. Bud Light is number 1, so not all bad for InBev, but followed by Coors Light.
Hmm.
And then Miller Light's number 3. Corona rounds out the top 5. Bud is number 4 now. Corona Extra is in the top 5. Michelob Ultra and then Modelo Especial. So, but poor Clydesdales.
Hmm.
Clydesdales might be out of a job.
Goodness.
From the category stating the obvious, a new study says the decline in teens' happiness is linked to smartphones.
You don't say.
Duh.
Here's your sign.
Yeah, it went on to say it's adolescents who spent more time on non-screen activities had higher psychological well-being. Duh.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Who paid for that study? I'd have done it for half that. I can come up with that hypothesis in a hurry.
Saying that for a while,
you know. A new British study says that age 53 is the cutoff for wearing jeans.
53.
That's
an odd number,
according to the Brits.
I mean, literally.
Well, what are you supposed to wear after jeans?
Well, there's
khakis,
knits, dungarees, corduroys,
polyesters.
Yeah.
Zip it.
I'm going to create a new brand of corduroys called Vutvut.
I like it.
It's V-U-T-V-U-T. No hyphen, just Vutvut.
I think it'll work, but we give everything away on air.
Yeah,
we really
true.
Do.
Is it going to be the thick, wide corduroy or the thin little cords?
No, it's going to be the thick, wide.
Yeah, I like
really?
Those.
Yeah, it makes the highest noise.
Well, we have a couch that's corduroy like that.
I guess we could do both. I mean, there's no sense in having limitations. Why?
Well, the others would make faster noise.
Well, that's true.
The higher pitched sound comes from the smaller cords.
All right.
Which
so then
sets
we're,
fire.
So we're on
quicker.
To something else here. Let's follow that then. If we have a wide range of gauge of corduroy, then couldn't we have an entire corduroy orchestra?
You could.
And then make beautiful music.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is a B flat chord.
Yeah. Bow-legged people not apply.
You're an F sharp.
That's just not going to work.
That's just not going to work. Yeah.
Right.
Looking for the thick thighs.
Well, you know, like the bow-legged people would be more like the.
Well, there's no noise.
Well,
they don't make contact. No,
it would be more like the woodwind section that don't produce a lot of noise, but have a particular tone that they create.
Yeah. I guess
it could work.
They're more like. The guard and the marching band, they're for show, not for sound. Right? It's the truth.
Oh, by the way, I think I learned the Winter Guard is having their first show. They're going to Murfreesboro on Saturday.
I like that they do that. That's cool.
They're doing that. Tammy Duckworth will be the first sitting senator to give birth in office.
Right there in the office, huh?
Yep, they're not even letting her go home.
Roll in the medical bed.
She is used to making history. She's the first Asian American woman to be elected to Congress.
Oh, that's cool.
From the state of Illinois, and the first woman with a disability to be elected from any state.
Oh, wow.
And she would now be adding another first to the list, the first sitting senator to give birth while in office.
That's
I think they're
fun.
At least going to let her leave the Senate floor.
I think so.
And go back to her own office. That's but she's had cool. multiple IVF cycles and a miscarriage trying to conceive again. So she said, we're very grateful. So, yeah,
that's cool.
Don't hear about that every day.
Mm-mm.
Mitch McConnell not cranking out any kids.
Has nothing to do with his age.
Correct. You know that we have the meats place, right?
Yes.
They also now have the Oreo donut holes.
Oh. Oh, tell me. Tell me more.
Oreo bites are fried chocolate donuts loaded with chunks of Oreo in the dough.
Okay.
Then they are filled with an Oreo cream, and the company says dusted with Oreo sugar blend.
I don't know.
$2.59 for a six-pack.
I think the sugar blend got me down. It's a little too much.
No, I think you're going to like them.
I'm going to try them. I will give a full report.
Yeah, I think you're fully on board. Okay.
Probably.
So, I debated on whether we should talk about this or not. But thanks to Misty's friend, we've already turned loose of the This Is Us spoiler.
Oh, yeah.
The major This Is Us spoiler is already out there.
Yep.
So, here's the deal. If you don't want to hear any more about the This Is Us spoiler, then go find something else to do for about 2 minutes.
Yep. Stick your fingers in your ears. I'm going to, earmuffs.
Earmuffs. This Is Us fans, earmuffs. And I'm going to count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. If you're still here, then you're on board with the This Is Us spoiler.
Can I go back to the last segment we talked about people needing to be pet and rubbed?
I don't need it.
Gotta tell everything I know.
I turned people loose who didn't want to know. And the closing scene.
Okay.
I said to her, notice that it only says slow cooker. Right? So I wondered, does NBC not want to be jammed up by Crock-Pot, which is a brand?
Yeah, that's true. It is.
So it looked like it had the same like design and everything, but it didn't say Crock-Pot. It said slow cooker.
Ah.
However, Crock-Pot totally on board because in that era where that scene is filmed, there was only one brand. They were like the Vaseline, the Coca-Cola, the Q-tip, right?
The Velcro.
There was only one kind of Crock-Pot.
Yep. It was Crock-Pot.
Right. That's all that it was. So the world knows, like, that's a Crock-Pot, even though it says slow cooker.
Do we have other options now?
Yeah. Instapot. You've got others.
But I mean, as a slow cooker. Instapot's not a slow cooker.
It can be.
I don't think it can.
Yes, it can.
Stop.
I've read up on it. I know all the various things that it can do. But my question is that, so does Crock-Pot get mad?
Right.
Because people went to Twitter saying, oh, the Crock-Pot. Right?
Crock-Pot.
So, Crock-Pot gets on board.
Okay.
Says, Jack Pearson was our Valentine too, so we equally understand your pain with this loss. And then in another tweet, they said, we're heartbroken over last night's episode too. And they replied to an individual named Ruthie. Ruthie, don't forget, we're innocent until proven guilty. So it makes you wonder.
Huh.
Have they thrown us a rope-a-dope?
Maybe.
You know, because you said, surely they didn't give the whole thing away right there.
Right.
Right? But I do like that they're being good sports about it.
Sure, yeah.
You know, because in a day and time where we're all so mad. You know, gotta get to a break. Be back with more. And co-pilots eat different meals in case of food poisoning. So you get on a flight where they serve in-flight meal.
Mm-hmm.
So you got pilots that are flying them and they feed them. They don't feed them the same thing.
That makes sense. I think I did know that.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
But you forgot that you knew it?
No, I just... Well, they do that because if the food's tainted, the pilot won't die.
There you go. That's exactly right. Much like President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
The conspiracy is on him. He eats McDonald's because he's afraid of the White House chef. All right. So I've had multiple inquiries about a phrase that I used earlier in the show. Okay. Over the Medicaid deal. And I used the phrase, call your nuts.
Yes.
Okay? So multiple people have wanted to know what that means. Well, you have to be educated on the Rick and Bubba dictionary to know what cull your nuts means.
Right.
It means to rectify a situation that involves unintelligent decision makers. Culled, to be harshly corrected or shut down by someone. Got it?
Got it.
So your fruitcakes, mm-hmm. your people that are bad, your people that are causing it, messing it up for everybody else, mm-hmm. you've got to cull them from the herd.
Okay.
So cull your nuts.
How should one do that? With a big hook?
Mm-hmm.
Just go out in public?
Just call them out. I'm culling you.
I say we just like hook them, remove them, and don't even let them know.
I culled you. Julia Louis-Dreyfus will return to Veep in August after finishing chemo. I'm going to binge watch that sometime.
Okay.
I like her from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I think the show is probably pretty good. Elton John, I told you that Elton John is going on a 3-year, 300-date
mm-hmm.
sayonara tour. He says, I'm going out with a bang. October 23rd, the Yum Center. October 24th, Bridgestone. So if you want to see Elton John one final time, Yum Center, October the 23rd, Bridgestone, October the 24th.
Is he calling it his goodbye Yellow Brick Road?
Yeah, I think it's something like that. It's, yeah. That's exactly right. Did you see was there a dust up over the weekend or another new rumor about a Friends revival?
Yes.
Yeah, somebody even went to the point of making a fake trailer.
Yeah.
And it's actually very good.
Yeah.
I sent it to you. I tagged you in it, and then somebody removed the post.
No, I didn't see the tag.
Yeah.
No, I saw the trailer. It's actually very well done, but I knew that it was probably not legit, so I looked it up pretty much immediately.
When I watched it, that's why I tagged you and said, is this legit?
Because I didn't see that at all.
The trailer's well done, but the humor didn't line up with the Friends writing at all. So they have taken Cougar Town clips and other clips that all of them have been in, and they've merged them together.
But it's pretty good.
It's good, but it didn't follow the same humor storyline that Friends does, so... It left you going, there's this obvious footage, but it feels
so that's
wrong.
What our world has come to, is to create a conspiracy theory. Someone has edited together a bunch of, over a Friends revival.
Mm-hmm.
Fake news. I'd be curious to know how much revenue was generated from ad space, you know, from clicks, et cetera, from mm-hmm. creating of
I
that.
Don't
so,
I don't remember seeing having to watch an ad to get to it, but doesn't mean there wasn't some.
I saw an episode of Blue Bloods a few weeks ago where some clever person with AI software had taken the commissioner of the New York Police Department, which is Tom Selleck, by the way, and had manipulated him on screen to basically be the polar opposite of what he was known to be, and it went viral.
Wow.
So we're getting to a point where someone might create a likeness of you on screen saying something that you would never say.
Right.
So
that's scary.
The Friends thing is the tip of the iceberg on, you know, some 8-year-old can do that. But think about what people with truly malicious intent
mm-hmm.
are doing. Kim Kardashian West says that she had such an easy time with the pregnancy over their newest child, Chicago West, that she's going to ask the surrogate to do it again.
Wow.
I guess if that's the that's how you have babies, yeah. that's the best
no
way to
morning
have
sickness, yep. No stretch marks, no
feet never swelled.
Yep.
Nope.
What else? Yeah. Oh, Aerosmith will be a headliner at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival
mm-hmm.
coming up in May. I don't know how many more opportunities you're going to get to see them. And who else is part of that group? Oh, the Steve Miller Band and Sting.
Oh, wow.
How'd you like to go to New Orleans and see
awesome.
Aerosmith and the Steve Miller Band in the same show? And I'm waiting sometime today, a new single featuring Justin Timberlake and Chris Stapleton will be out. Called Say
Really?
Something, and it should be out today. They tweeted yesterday, Say Something tomorrow. So, but it's not out as of yet. I figured it'd be out at midnight, but it's not yet.
Ooh.
We got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know from K105 and AM 870 The Moose.
But you're gone, telephone the doctor, I'm not okay. I look to the bottom of the bottle to fill this empty heart. A thousand proof, don't change the truth. I got to play it safe. I can't drink you away. I've tried
We lead boring lives when we're fascinated by a squirrel chasing a cardinal.
We left you all hanging for an extra minute.
That's right. MB's point to ponder for today. If you see an Apple store getting robbed, does that make you an eyewitness?
Huh. I think so. That's pretty good, though.
Surely it would. On television tonight. I've not seen, we didn't get around to watching The Amazing Race yet. Still on DVR, so I don't know who won last night. Do you?
No, oh, well, I
so
don't.
No. You were like, oh.
Nope.
I'm just going to say, crockpot. crockpot to you.
That's a crockpot. Viola Davis is on Jimmy Kimmel tonight. Will Ferrell is on Jimmy Fallon tonight. You can't even imagine what they will come up with.
Mm-mm. No. But it will be good.
And he may have most appearances on The Tonight Show by one artist during the Fallon years so far, because he's got a bunch. Ferrell is hosting SNL this weekend. So.
It's got to be better than what it has.
Well, there's
right.
a promo also. There's a promo of Leslie Jones doing all the, like, doing the Ferrell's greatest hits
mm-hmm.
characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she might be doing Cowbell. I don't know, the running shorts, the patriotic flag shorts. I don't know if she can do that or not. Gwyneth Paltrow is on Stephen Colbert, where he's wearing the cutoff shirt
right.
and the running shorts turned down.
Yeah.
Well, they have similar shapes. Gwyneth Paltrow is on Colbert tonight. On CBS, ahead of the Super Bowl, a week and a half out from the Super Bowl, they've got NFL players who excel on the field, but then they're showcasing their off-the-field talents. Like, it's one of them playing the tuba,
mm-hmm.
one of them like dancing, and they're playing with their kids, and so it's a talent show, and then you get to vote live on who's got the best talent.
What's it called?
MVP.
Well, so I'm gonna wrap myself out. So last night or last evening when we were sitting watching TV, I almost asked you, I thought MVP meant most valuable player.
Yeah.
Right. So, no, this is a show.
It's a play on words. Most valuable performer is what they're. And
so
then,
I thought,
Yeah, it'll be all right. The Fox is on four. The four is on Fox tonight, if that makes any sense. Ba-da-bom-bom. I guess today's highlight in history is this date in 1858, Britain's Princess Victoria. Princess Victoria.
Interpreter, please.
Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. Leather. Green light, red light. Let's try that again. This date in 1858, Britain's Princess Victoria, the eldest daughter of Queen Victoria, and Prince Albert married Crown Prince Frederick William.
Very good. Well done.
And this is a story all about how
my life got quick turned upside down.
She went on to be the Princess of Bel Air. In 1533, England's King Henry VIII secretly married his second wife, Anne Boleyn. In 1915, America's first official transcontinental telephone call took place as Alexander Graham Bell, who was in New York, spoke to his former assistant Thomas Watson, who was in San Francisco, over a line set up by AT&T. They had 4G.
Mm-hmm.
In 1924, the first Winter Olympic Games opened in Chamonix, France. In 1955, the Soviet Union formally ended its state of war with Germany. By the way, opening ceremonies 2 weeks from tomorrow. I think that's right.
I'm so excited.
She's not.
I bought new red, white, and blue earrings.
You did? In 1955, the Soviet Union formally ended its state of war with Germany. In 1961, JFK held the first presidential news conference to be carried live on radio and television. 1993, Sears announced that it would no longer publish its famous century-old catalog.
Oh,
that used to be.
Like, it was the best, right?
So we went to Mama Alvina's on Thanksgiving, and then circled, we dog-eared the pages,
yes.
Right? That's when your Christmas list was made.
Yes.
It was Thanksgiving weekend with the Wish Book.
Yep.
Oh, such a good book.
Let's see.
A lot of tables.
Yeah.
Wish books got propped up under
an iron board or two.
It can also be fashioned as quite the weapon.
Yes.
You roll that sucker up and you do some damage.
Yeah, I lost a couple kids over that.
Birthdays today. R&B singer Alicia Keys is 37 today. Oh. You probably see her on the Grammys this weekend. She was on CBS this morning today, so I don't know what she said, but I have a feeling it's Grammy related. Ernie Harwell, Radio Hall of Fame sportscaster, was born this date in 1918. Etta James was born this date in 1938. And motor racing icon Buddy Baker was born this date in 1941. Still holds the fastest win in the Daytona 500 to this day. Chart toppers. You ready for the chart toppers?
Holding my breath.
Okay. The Penguins. In 55.
Earth Angel, will you be mine, my darling dear?
What movie does this song appear in most famously?
Grease.
Nope.
I'm just a fool.
Really? Oh, Back to the Future.
Back to the Future, that is correct. Because when it goes away, oh no. The future was almost changed thanks to that song. Ooh. I hate this song.
Yay.
This next
so excited. Well, I'm excited.
But it's just annoying that I want to play it.
Everybody's heard about the bird.
64. Have you ever seen a surfing bird? There you go then.
I just saw a bird being chased by a squirrel.
Are they still out there?
No. You're assaulting my ears.
By the way, that brings up an important question. I need to ask my parents if they have renamed their bird.
Okay.
They have a cardinal named Rick.
This is a crazy.
It was always annoying them.
Well, so are they calling him X-Rick?
Well, that's what I'm wondering if he's now Paget. Or if he's...
Sure. Yeah.
If he's still annoying, he's probably still Rick.
He's probably still Rick. Yeah. That's hysterical.
It's actually a great story. Yeah.
True story, but I haven't asked to see if the name's been updated. Or if he flew away. 73.
Mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll.
I know, I'm sorry.
I love this song.
Mama don't...
You don't even like the Poison version?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I meant my mom don't dance and my daddy didn't rock and roll. I'm just apologizing to society. It would have been a whole lot more fun.
When even rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go?
Even though my dad, he did get the dancing long cane.
Your dad rock and rolled. He took on John Lithgow and won. All
right. So true.
Forever famous.
That's true.
Footloose 2 was almost filmed in Caneyville.
It's about my dad.
Your dad, Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, it's similar.
Yeah. 82. Hall & Oates. Hall & Oates and Train touring together this year. Yeah.
Best 80s bands ever.
Pretty solid duo for the 80s, yeah. Private Eyes is my favorite Hall & Oates song. Yeah.
No, not mine.
What, Sarah Smile?
No, I like So Close.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey. Little Miss 1979 over there. Yeah. She's not so much on the Hall & Oates.
No, not at all.
1991.
That's what my dad said when he left City Hall that day.
I think you can find that video on YouTube.
Yep.
When he did that.
Yep, he did. You're free, Caneyville. Dance, I said. Dance.
Your dad's a founding member of Antifa.
Of what?
Antifa.
Yeah.
The people speaking out against power.
Yes.
Yeah. Against oppression and authority.
Yes. Yeah.
I always thought it was Ice-T that was doing the rap in that part, but it's
who?
Freedom Williams.
Well, he may have had another name.
Or is
name.
That her?
I mean,
what?
He did. He had six names.
So
it's live in effect, and I don't waste time on the mic with a dope rhyme.
Jump to the rhythm, jump, jump to the rhythm,
jump, and I'm here to combine.
I always thought that was Ice-T, but it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, it sounds like him.
Kind of got that.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say this was 18 years ago today?
Shut up.
This
you
was
are getting
one.
Old.
Yes. Yes.
God.
Yes, you are.
Can you still eat cake or are you too old for it? I'll get you some cake. You want a special K diet or anything?
I'm curious what kind of cake it was.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Stop looking at what you ain't got. Stop looking at what you do got.
So it had nothing to do?
Really?
It had nothing to do with segment A?
Oh, I'm just thinking birthday cake because you're so old.
Oh, right. My birthday's not until July, thank you very much.
I hope somebody saved the cake from last night.
09. 9 years ago today, T.I. Rihanna were number one. MB's pearl of wisdom for today. Anything you all need to share before we go?
I don't think so.
All right. MB's pearl of wisdom for today. Excellence is not being the best. It is doing your best. Excellence is not being the best. It is doing your best. MB's pearl of wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.